5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, I'm the sweet brunette.
And I'm the dirty blonde.
And this be my party! Okay, a fan of iCarly.
Go to us right here at iCarly.com.
And said this. Hey, Carly and Sam, my name's Robert. And last week was my birthday.
So I asked my parents for a new game station, but all they got me were two wireless controllers.
How could I play a game if all I got was two controllers?
Well, Robert, first of all, let me just say that your parents are the worst.
They're bad people.
But the good news is,
if you have two controllers,
you can still play some pretty rockin' video games.
Even without a game station.
Let's show Robert how.
Well, okay.
Now, as you can see,
Sam and I have two wireless controllers.
We may not have a game station to go with them,
but we do have
a vicious army of raw eggs!
They're so vicious! They make me want to eat them!
We want to just eat it.
Controllers ready!
Begin!
Man in my building.
Lubert.
Well, last weekend, my brother Spencer built us a fake soda machine.
And yesterday, we put it in the hallway outside Carly's apartment.
Freddy, show him what happened.
Showing him.
What the? Soda machine? Hey! Who put this soda machine here without my permission?
Ah! And now it's time for a little surprise.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Carly?
What?
Bikini dog food fight.
What's a bikini dog food fight?
We get Gibby and some other guy, make him put on bikinis and fight with dog food.
That's humiliating and gross.
I know! Hey, Gibson! Over here, front and center.
What's up?
Run, Gibby.
What's gonna happen?
Listen. I have a vision.
A vision of what?
You and some other loser wearing bikinis, fighting with dog food.
No! Come back here! I don't want to wear a bikini and fight some other loser with dog food.
Why not?
I have some dignity.
Since when?
No.
Come on.
No.
Just here. Just try
Sam,
this on.
I'm not gonna try it. Leave me alone, Sam. Give me the bikini, Sam.
Hey,
come on.
Where's the bikini?
What's doing?
Hey.
Hi. You guys ever watch Totally Terry on the Dingo Channel?
No, gross.
Why?
Because last night my little brother was watching it, and they ripped off one of your iCarly bits.
What did they do?
One of the stars of the show hit a button, and you heard random jumping. And then music played, lights flashed, and they jumped all around.
Dude, that's exactly the same as random dancing.
That's what I'm saying. They ripped off iCarly. You guys should do something about it.
Yep, you should.
Can you believe this?
We don't know they stole from us. Maybe it was just a coincidence.
Oh, come on. We've been doing random dancing on iCarly for 2 years. Now some show on the Dingo Channel starts doing random jumping, and you think that's a coincidence?
I don't know. Maybe there was similar, you know...
Okay. No fighting, no dog food, but I will wear the bikini top.
I know. I'll wear a wig, and that way, Devin will never know it's me.
That's a brilliant idea. And by brilliant, I mean ridiculous.
Burn.
Hey, what you guys watching?
The Dingo Channel.
Some hideous show called Totally Terry.
Ugh, I hate all those shows on the Dingo Channel. The jokes are so stupid, and they always make the grown-ups look like buffoons.
You forgot to put your pants on again.
Oh, my God!
Man, there's not one restaurant in Seattle that delivers fried chicken.
Pay attention. Let's watch the show.
So why are you guys watching that anyway?
Because some kids at school told us this show, Totally Terry, has been copying stuff we do in iCarly.
Wouldn't surprise me. Dingo Channel's run by freaks.
What do you mean?
Well, you know the guy who started it like 60 years ago?
Charles Dingo?
Yeah. I heard that when he died of some rare disease, they froze his head and they've kept it in a special freezer to this day.
Why would they want to keep Charles Dingo's head in a freezer?
So that in the future, when they find a cure, they can unfreeze it and reattach it to a robot body.
And I read online that they keep the frozen head somewhere deep in the bowels of Dingo Studios.
Okay, first, there's no way that's true, and second, I can't believe you said bowels, and please never say it again.
You're such a priss.
The prissiest. Now, shh, it's back on.
What are you doing?
Playing a joke on my doorman, Rupert.
His doorman, Rupert? That sounds a lot like Lubert.
Yeah.
Ew! Look at that wart on Rupert's face!
Hey, there's a wart on Rupert's face!
Yeah, just like Lubert's.
Just not as plump.
Well, yeah, but still.
Now, watch what happens when Rupert tries to buy something out of that snack machine.
Two hands just popped out of that snack machine.
Yeah, where have we seen that before?
They ripped off iCarly.
No chiz.
You guys watching?
Yeah.
They stole Messing with Lubert.
And random dancing.
Those dingo people are dead.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna go find them and kick them in their dingoes.
Dingo Studios is in Hollywood.
It's just like 900 miles from here.
Okay, look. I think it's really jank that they're ripping off iCarly, but I can't just drop everything and drive you guys 900 miles to Dingo Studios.
When we get there, maybe you could find the head of Charles Dingo.
The frozen head.
We leave at midnight.
All right, here you go. There's your beds, your bathroom.
What's that?
Just some tape.
Hey, you said this room had a great view of Hollywood.
It does. Hey, Hollywood, wake up! That's Hollywood. Right there. Bye.
Could I borrow some underwear?
No!
Close it!
What? This is the nice hotel your mom recommended?
This is where she stays when she comes to town?
Why?
Her plastic surgeon works out of room 210.
All right, whatever. Let's just figure out how we're going to get into Dingo Studios.
Oh, I got that covered. I went online and found a photo of a Dingo ID badge, and I made laminated copies with our pictures for us. One for Carly, Spencer, and Sam.
Cool. Nice work, Fredly.
And I found this online tour of the main Dingo building. The Totally Terry writer's room is on the third floor, west side.
Perfect. We'll use these to get inside.
And then we can find those brain-dead writers and start smacking them around for ripping off iCarly.
Hey, does that online tour of Dingo show how to get to the basement?
Yeah, why?
You gonna do a little frozen head hunting?
A little frozen head finding.
I told you guys, I looked it up and I found three different articles where the vice president of the studio said that story about Charles Dingo's frozen head isn't true.
Of course they say that.
They want to keep it a secret.
Because how would it look if people found out that a kids' network has their leader's head stuck in a freezer?
I hear the head is somewhere deep in the bowels of the main Dingo building.
The bowels?
See? I said it was in the bowels, too.
Okay, next person who says bowels sleeps in the bathtub.
Bowels! I got the bathtub!
No. Here it is.
Oh, cool. Okay, you guys go in there and confront the Totally Terry writers. I'm gonna go find Charles Dingo's frozen head.
Wait, maybe Freddie should go with you.
No, I want to watch Sam beat up TV writers.
Carly and I got this. Besides, they ripped off our ideas, not yours.
I'm a big part of iCarly, too.
Yeah, well, I've never heard Totally Terry say, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You don't say the word.
Come on! I gotta go find Charles Dingo's frozen head.
Please go with him.
Okay.
Be careful.
You too.
Okay, let's shake him up.
What is that?
A sock full of butter.
For what?
For swinging. I could brain an elephant with this thing.
We're not gonna walk in there and start hitting TV writers with a big buttery sock. We're gonna be professional and firm.
Fine. But if they deny stealing from iCarly, I'm gonna get swingy with this thing.
Not unless I say it's okay. Hello. You guys are the writers for Totally Terry?
Yeah.
What do you want?
We're from iCarly.
They know that. Who do you clowns think you are, stealing our ideas?
Oh. We've never stolen an idea from anyone, so one of you two little girls just...
Sam, you're not supposed to get swingy unless I say it's okay.
Hey, what's in that sock?
Payback!
For what?
For stealing our comedy bits.
Look, we've never even heard of your web show.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Hey, here's a flash drive with the segments of the last two iCarlys you wanted.
Whoa. It's the iCarly girls. Man, we all love your web show.
May I get swingy?
Yes.
Just what do you girls want?
We want you to stop stealing ideas from iCarly and using them on Totally Terry.
Yeah, why don't you nubs come up with your own comedy ideas?
Because coming up with ideas is hard.
Anyway, we do come up with our own ideas.
It was my idea to steal from iCarly.
That was my idea.
Oh, wait. I'm the one who showed you guys iCarly.com in the first place.
Thank you.
We don't care which one of you fudgebags thought it stealing our ideas.
We just want it to stop.
All right. Well, which bits do you think we, stole?
Random dancing.
No.
We did random jumping,
which is completely different.
Look, for 2 years on iCarly, we've been doing random dancing.
Random debates.
Random pants. Oh, and what about messing with Looper?
Which you punk nuts ripped off and called messing with Rupert.
You can't just steal our ideas, change them a little bit, and then pretend they're yours.
You said we could.
Shut up. Anyway, just because we do some things on Totally Terry that are similar to stuff you do on iCarly doesn't mean we're stealing.
Then how do you explain these cards on the the wall under a sign that says ideas we can steal from iCarly.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
We're not going anywhere till you men swear to quit ripping us off.
We don't have to swear anything.
Then we'll sue you guys.
This is the Dingo Channel.
So we have the lawyers, the money, and therefore the power to steal any ideas we want.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Got it!
Now, do you ladies want to walk out of here, or do you want to be carried out?
Let's go.
Wait,
what?
I'd kind of like to be carried out.
Walking long distances.
Come on, let's go.
I don't. It's too much effort.
Really?
Are you guys writing down what we're saying?
Yeah, you guys are hilarious.
Hey, keep talking.
This is gold.
They're stealing our banter right in front of us. Let's get out of here.
You just come with me, young man! You're in serious trouble!
Hey, you're not supposed to be down here.
Excuse me, but I work in this building, and I just caught this boy lurking here in the bowels of Dingo!
Look, nobody's supposed to be down on this floor.
Exactly! So why didn't you stop this teenager from being here?
Well, I didn't know he was...
You didn't know! Isn't it your job to know what's happening in these hallways?
Yeah, sure, but I
guess I'll need to speak to Mr. Fufferman about this.
Who's Mr. Fufferman?
Man, what else don't you know?
I
dismissed, girl!
Okay, okay.
Wait! I'll need your keys.
Why?
For Mr. Fufferman?
Oh, right. Here.
Nice.
Thanks. Ooh. Check it out. Charles Dingo's head is in there.
You don't know that.
What else would you keep in a cryogenic freezer like that?
Cryogenic frozen pizzas?
You're afraid to see the head.
I am not.
Good. I'm going in.
What do you see?
Nothing! Hold on, there's a shelf here. Wait, what's this? Oh! The head!
You did not!
Did you? It was in a weird futuristic head container!
Come on!
Okay, you go in there and tell me that's not the head of Charles Dingo! Unless you're scared.
Just wait here. The only thing I see in here is...
I can't believe we found the hat!
I swear it blinked at me!
Will you guys quit talking about the stupid frozen head? Don't you guys care that those Dingo Riders are gonna keep ripping off iCarly and there's nothing we can do about it? They probably even... Ah! What? A mouse just ran across my foot! See, he's right over there! That's not a mouse. That's a rat.
This motel is disgusting.
Well, you're such a bunch of prancies. Come on, these pillows aren't even pillows! They're just pillowcases filled with crumpled up old newspapers!
And this lamp doesn't even have a light bulb. Just a potato.
I'm gonna go wash my hands.
Hey.
A hobo in our bathtub!
Ow!
Skip, 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 skip! Let's just go home. And let those Dingo Riders keep stealing our bits and using them on Totally Terry? Well, what are we gonna do? They're the Dingo Channel. They've got money and lawyers and... all we've got is Sam's butter sock.
We've got the key to the head.
Oh, no.
The head. The head.
Solo.
How did they get back in here?
Glenn, call security.
Sit down, Glenn. Now, I'm gonna ask you one more time. Are you gonna stop stealing ideas from iCarly and using them on your dumb dingo show?
Hey, I got it. What if we do an episode where someone steals Terry's ideas? And then she and her friends...
Stop that!
You guys are the worst!
We told you, you can't stop us from doing whatever we want.
Can't we? Spencer!
What's he got there?
Oh, you know, just the,
Frozen head of Charles Dingo.
Hey, no one's supposed to know about the head.
How'd you get it?
You don't need to know. All you need to do is swear on video that you'll never steal an idea from iCarly ever again.
And what if we don't swear?
Then we'll show Charles Dingo's head on iCarly.
And tell the whole world that the Totally Terry writers gave it to us.
And what if we call security and have them take the head away from you?
Then we'll just show the high-res pics of the head we already took.
How high-res?
19 megapixels.
Oh my God, that's very high-res.
And we'll be sure to thank the Totally Terry writers for emailing the pics to us.
We don't care.
We'll get fired.
Don't tell them that.
Just promise you'll never steal ideas from iCarly again, and you can have your leader's head back.
And we'll never say a word about this.
Better hurry. I think Mr. Dingo's melting.
We swear we'll never steal ideas from iCarly ever again.
Good. Give him the head.
Wait!
What?
You clowns aren't getting off the hook so easy.
Sam.
What else do you want?
And next on iCarly,
it's time for Bikini Dog Food Fight!
Ready, Dingo Boys?
Set. Go!
No, there's no cuts. Just make sure everyone goes to iCarly.com.
Dude, you're breaking up.